Good morning.
Good morning.
The fog is lifted. The sun is shining. And I was speaking with Josh last week, and we were talking about until the church becomes honest about our sins, the world will never be honest about their sins. Until we admit our problems and our failures, and until we admit that we judge others, until we admit we gossip about others, until we admit our problems, the world is never going to listen to the Christ that we preach. In Daniel chapter 9, Daniel had realized the prophet Jeremiah that the nation of Israel was about ready to be released from 7 years of Babylonian captivity. And as far as I can read in the book of Daniel, there was never any sin mentioned in Daniel's life. Did you know that? Him and Joseph was one of the two men in the Bible that there was no specific sin mentioned in their life. But I know they sinned because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I want to read this morning. It's a little bit lengthy, but stay with me. One of the greatest confessions of sin that I've ever read from a man in the Bible. It says, in the year that Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord, given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 7 years. So I turned to the Lord and pleaded with him in prayer and petition and fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord and confessed, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with all who love him and obey his commands. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes and our fathers and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous that this day we are covered with shame. The men of Judah and people of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. O Lord, we and our kings and our princes and our fathers are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. Lord, our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey. Therefore, the curses, sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the word spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like it has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring disaster upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed. Now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, who made for yourself a name that endureth to this day, we have sinned. We have done wrong, O Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts. Turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our fathers have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servants. For your sake, O Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, O God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your mercy. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act for your sake. O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. What did Daniel appeal to? The glory of God. Remember, we are your people. Please save us. And in 24 and following, God gave to Daniel an eschatological view of world history and what would happen. We won't debate that this morning. But I want to simply say, until we get honest about our sins, the world will never be attracted to the Christ that we preach. Father, we thank you that you love us. We thank you, Lord, that you died for us, as Joe mentioned this morning. But Lord, I just pray that daily we would confess our sins that live in our lives. Again, sins of judgmentalism that no one can really see, but you see. Our tongues, Lord, that may gossip about others behind closed doors, but again, maybe no one else will know except our families. Help us, Lord, to turn from those things that would grieve your heart. May we, like Daniel of old, admit our sins and say we are culpable for these sins. God, may we desire to live a broken, humble life like you lived upon this earth, that you were meek and lowly among men. That's why so many people were attracted to you, because you were real. Help us, God, to be real this day. In your name we pray. Amen.
Turning to the Westminster Confession of Faith Shorter Catechism for our Confession of Faith, we reached that section of the Confession of the Catechism, which talks about the outward and ordinary means by which Christ communicates the benefits of redemption to his elect. We've talked about the Word, we've talked about the sacraments, and the third general category is prayer, and the rest of the Confession of the Catechism here deals with prayer. We'll start with questions 98 and 99. I'll read the question, and then you please join me in reading the answer. What is prayer? Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. Now that's rich. Let's read it once more, just to make sure that maybe it seeps in a little deeper. What is prayer?
Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies.
What rule has God given us for the direction, for our direction in prayer?
The whole Word of God is of use to direct us in prayer, but the special rule of direction is that form of prayer which Christ taught his disciples, commonly called the Lord's Prayer.
And we'll be examining that prayer in detail in the following lessons in the Catechism.